Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. Welcome back. This is Spinning Jazz, and that was from Charlie Mariano's second album on Bethlehem Records from 1954. That was Johnny One Note, Rodgers and Hart's tune featuring Mariano on alto saxophone, and he was accompanied by John Williams on piano, Max Bennett on the bass, and Mel Lewis was playing the drums. We're going to stay on Bethlehem, moving forward 2 years to 1956, and an album arranged and conducted by the great Marty Paich, featuring the vocalist Audrey Morris. The album's called The Voice of Audrey Morris. This is Cole Porter's You Irritate Me So, and in addition to Paich orchestrating and conducting, we have Stu Williamson on the trumpet, Bill Pittman on guitar, Joe Mondragon on bass, and Irv Kotler is at the drums. Stick around till 11, lots of vocals coming up in the next 10 to 15 minutes or so.
You're the fly in my ointment, you're the frog in my throat, you're the weed in my garden, you're the leak in my boat, you're the bats in my belfry, you're the pebble in my shoe, you're the bull in my china shop, you're the mouse in my stew. You're the knock in my engine, you're the rust in my gear, you're the ache in my tummy, you're the pain in my, the hurricane in my super sensitive heart, dear. Still I love you, I know, and the reason is merely because you irritate me so. You fascinate me, you devastate me, because baby, you irritate me so. You're the pain in my, the hurricane in my super sensitive heart, dear. Still I love you, I know, and the reason is merely because you irritate me so. You fascinate me, you devastate me, because baby, you irritate me so. You fascinate me, you devastate me, because baby, you irritate me so.
The falling leaves drift by the window, they are the leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days seem long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. For I'll miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Thank you.
the falling leaves drip by the window. They autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands that you to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. For I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to
out of my head, while you never shed a tear. Well, just to prove you do, go on and cry me a river, cry me a river, I cried a river over you, I cried a river over you, I cried and cried and cried and cried, I cried a river.
Kings and such, I might get famous. It's that common touch. Honestly, it seems to me, I find it's the key. The simplicity of Serene, howdy do there. I don't care who you are, bending elbows at the corner bar. Faces that I see are just some human beings surrounding me. So delightful and then I don't have to pretend that I'm better than all this world you see. It's so simple, but come and touch with me. Do there. I don't care who you are, bending elbows at the corner bar. Faces that I see are just some human beings surrounding me. So delightful, and then I don't have to pretend that I'm better than all this world you see. It's so simple, come and touch with me.
Muse Records from 1977, that is Richie Cole with the album Alto Madness, featuring the vocals of Eddie Jefferson. Before that, from 2010 on Venus Records, it was Alexis Cole, no relation to Richie. The Richie Cole track, by the way, featuring Eddie Jefferson, was The Common Touch. That's Alexis Cole, was of course Cry Me a River. And before that, it was Milt Jackson from 1964 with the Enrico Intra Group, recorded in Italy, featuring Gil Capini and Franco Seri, an album called Milt Jackson Sings, which came out on Derby Records. And we heard his vocal interpretation of Autumn Leaves. Next up, here on Spinning Jazz, it is Georgi Ben. And just a reminder that the full playlist is available each and every week at spinningjazz.wordpress.com.
É dia dele passear no seu cavalo branco pelo mundo pra ver como é que tá. Pelo mundo pra ver como é que tá. De armadura e capa, espada forjada em ouro, gesto nobre. Olhar sereno de cavaleiro. este seio imbatível ao extremo. Assim é Jorge, salve Jorge, e viva, viva, viva Jorge. Pois com sua sabedoria e coragem mostrou que com uma rosa e o cantar de um passarinho nunca nesse mundo se está sozinho. Nunca nesse mundo se está sozinho. Salve Jorge, e salve Jorge, e salve Jorge, e salve Jorge. Domingo 23, domingo 23 é dia de Jorge. É dia dele passear no seu cavalo branco pelo mundo pra ver como é que tá. Pelo mundo pra ver como é que tá. De armadura e capa, espada forjada em ouro, gesto nobre, olhar sereno de cavaleiro, guerreiro justiceiro, imbatível ao extremo. Assim é Jorge, salve Jorge, e viva, viva, viva Jorge.
some Martinique flavours here on Spinning Jazz from the mid-70s. That was Marius Coulthier from his album Oulele Souskai, and that was Diamant. And before that, it was Pierre Maizeroy from his album Salsa, and we heard Tiembe Reed. And this is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans, Sheffield Live. Let's get back to some jazz.
Thank you.
1970, the album Doing What We Wanna, that is Clarence Wheeler and the Enforcers, and that was Jack McDuff's tune Theme from Electric Surfboard, and we heard Clarence Wheeler on the tenor saxophone, Sonny Covington on trumpet, and Sonny Burke on organ, George Hughes playing the drums. Before that, from 1963 on Blue Note Records, it was Don Wilkerson from his third album on the label, Shoutin', we heard Happy Johnny. And it was Don Wilkerson on the tenor saxophone, Grant Green on guitar, John Patton on organ, and Ben Dixon was playing the drums. Time for a couple more before I have to leave you this morning. Starting with this one from 1968. It's an interesting album on Savoy Records. It's called Electrifying Sounds of the Paul Jeffrey Quintet. And on this particular track, which is a Paul Jeffrey composition, Made Minor Blue, he plays the tenor saxophone, but he's plugged it into the baritone attachment, which was quite fashionable at the time in 1968. And the rest of the band is Jimmy Owens on trumpet, George Cable on piano, Larry Ridley on bass, and Billy Hart playing the drums. It's quite a charming album, but it's quite a rough recording. It's certainly not a Rudy Van Gelder style of jazz recording, but see what you think. We'll be right back. Spinning Jazz with me, Pete Evans. I will be back next Sunday morning at 9 with another show. Hope you can join me then. In the meantime, have a good week, and I wish you all good luck, good health, peace, and I'm going to leave you with some Takeo Moriyama.